there is no way to peace. Peace is the way, says Gandhi. However hard I try, I cannot say I believe that this ultimate understanding of the law of cause and effect echoes through world politics. It is still eat or be eaten. Why even worry? This is the way it has always been. But does that make it any better? I seriously doubt it. Maybe we are just at the beginning of a new utopia, and the wars in the Middle East and elsewhere are just the voices of the growing pains that come with spiritual evolution. I like to think of it this way. The cause of all suffering is to be found in ignorance. Let us try to promote insight instead of destroying that which we find acts contrary to our own beliefs. What other alternative is what I ask? Do not kid yourself. We are not warmongers, but those with a capacity for rational, realistic thought. We are the foundation that enables you to develop your freaky agendas that sadly cannot exist in this universe of evolution and survival of the fittest. Is it a sin to develop the courage to defend those closest to you? Is it a sin to strike before the enemy strikes you? It is so easy for those not in direct danger themselves to argue for peace. Wait until destruction comes knocking on your door, and then let us have this discussion again. History has taught us a lesson. The lesson is repetition. We are not any different from our forefathers. We have the same problems, just magnified through modern technology. We also have the same solutions at hand. War. To deny the possible and just use of war in order to protect civilization is equal to renouncing your own roots on this planet Earth. The lesson is repetition. We are not any to promote insight instead of destroying that which we find different from our forefathers. We have the same problems. We are not any to promote insight instead of destroying that which we find different from our forefathers. We have the same problems, just acts contrary to our own beliefs. Magnified through modern technology, we also have the same solution at hand, war. To deny the possible and just use of war in order to protect civilization is equal to renouncing your own roots on this planet Earth. It is so easy for those in the Middle East and elsewhere are just the voices of not in direct danger themselves to argue for peace. Wait, the growing pains that come with spiritual evolution. I like until destruction comes knocking on your door and then let to think of it this way. The cause of all. Us have this discussion again. History has taught us a suffering is to be found in ignorance. Let us try. Lesson sadly cannot exist or be eaten. Why even worry? This is the way in this universe of evolution and survival of the fittest. It has always been, but does that make it any? Is it a sin to develop the courage to defend better? I seriously doubt it. Maybe we are just at those closest to you. Is it a sin to strike before the beginning of a new utopia and the wars in the enemy strikes you? There is no way to peace. Peace. Peace is the way. What other alternative is what I ask? Do not kid, says Gandhi. However hard I try, I cannot say I, yourself. We are not warmongers, but those with the capacity believe that this ultimate understanding of the law of cause for rational, realistic thought, we are the foundation that enables and effect echoes through world politics. It is still eat you to develop your freaky agendas that,